This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation. 1955.
Pretender's downfall. The cover situation worsened in the early part of the year. Every time a Negro or Negro group came up with a song destined to be a hit, a white performer would cover it and make the money. Performer, The Flamingos. Song, I'll Be Home, covered by Pat Boone. Performer, Fats Domino. Song, Ain't That a Shame. Again, Pat Boone covered it. The Moon Glows, Sincerely was the song. The McGuire Sisters covered that one. Clyde McFadder, the performer. The song, 7 Days, covered by Dorothy Collins. Even double-teaming didn't work. Kokomo was first released by two Negro groups, but RCA had Perry Como cover it and ran big ads in the trade press which read, Kokomo belongs to Como. And sure enough, it was RCA's hit. Tweedly, 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 dee. Georgia Gibbs was another cover girl.
I'm as happy as can be.
But the first to be defeated.
Jiminy Crickets, Jiminy Jack.
Laverne Baker broke the spell. Her original of Tweedly D outsold Georgia Gibbs' cover. Laverne had even taken the issue of covers to her congressman, who decried the practice on the floor of the House of Representatives, but was unable to do anything since covers were legal. Death came to the covers, simply because buyers started demanding the originals, like Laverne's Tweedly D and Ray Charles.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
This is the continuing story of the rock and roll generation, 1955.